Looking at my Google Earth right now, and I'm on the corner of Division and Honore in Chicago, Illinois. I'm looking at Jim's Cleaners, which is right there on the corner, which presumably is what our friend Patty O'Connell, host of the BBC's Broadcasting House program, is also looking at. You're standing on the actual corner, right, Patty?
Yes, John. Good morning. I'm looking opposite Jim's, but I'm next to Miller Lumber, whose slogan is, "We're Lumber One."
Lumber One. All right. So Jim's Cleaners on one hand, Miller Lumber on the other hand. You are in the middle of the square mile that you chose to focus on in Chicago as a way of gauging how the recession is having an impact on communities all around the United States. First of all, what do you notice on this corner, and why did you choose this square mile?
Okay. Well, to take the first question first, Miller Lumber, yesterday I met Bob, who runs that, and his mum, Ruth. She was born in 1921. That's when they set up this lumber yard, now lumber yard. And as you know, this is one of the most sensitive bellwethers of the construction business. And he tells me his clients come in there, Bob tells me, it's been like a bloodbath.
Oh, I'm looking at Miller Lumber. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. So he says that these guys in this industry, it's been like a bloodbath out there. And he told me the story, and he told me how the place was built up. And that's what I noticed right here. And why we chose this area, because it's between Wicker Park and Humboldt Park, which have been described to us, John, as like the Wicker is more hipster and Humboldt is more Hispanic. And therefore, you get a really diverse sweep within a square mile.
All right. Wicker Park, of course, is a place where, you know, you might compare it to the sort of urban Silicon Valley kind of startup land with a lot of hipsters doing internet businesses, doing, you know, various sort of innovative business ideas on their own. They're having trouble for what reason?
Well, I mean, firstly, you're quite right. This is the funny thing about Miller Lumber is how unusual it is. If it didn't exist, I'm sure they wouldn't reinvent it here. But everything else is kind of internet and small business. And we spoke to one of those as well in the street where I'm staying. It's Lovely Press, and they do kind of really high-end bookbinding for artists and photographers, exactly the sort of people you're talking about. And she told me, Amanda, who runs that business, that's her brainchild. She's sweated for this small business. She says that what's happening is that projects are being stretched. So she's still getting work, but they say, you know what, we're going to do this in a year now, Amanda, rather than can you get this finished in 6 months? So that you can see, it's furlough. It's a story of furlough here. You know, people doing fewer hours, people paying in another few months, people saying, let's finish this project a few months later. That's where I am right now. There's a different story in Humboldt.
Yeah, what's the story in Humboldt? And you've been there for 3 days, I understand.
Yes. Now, well, we're trying to do it by the people we meet. So the cousin by marriage of the hotelier is the chief of staff for the alderman in Humboldt. So we try and keep it by hand-to-hand connection. We're not trying to do a media thing where you arrive and with people you've spoken to from London. We're trying to meet Americans one by one. So I met the alderman in a bar yesterday, and he told me that foreclosures have been ripping the soul out of his neighborhood, which he's represented for 16 years. He said when he started, Division Street, up his end, near Humboldt Park, had a 75% vacancy rate on the shopfront.
Wow. Oh, Patty.
7 out of 10.
That's
right
great.
Now,
with 3 days, one square mile, it's an economic indicator. Thanks, Patty O'Connell, host of the BBC's Broadcasting House.